I do these seminars up at Dr. Mensick's office up on F Street. You know, I do the stress management classes or the depression classes or whatever it might be. And as I drive up F Street to get to that office, I go by this place that just has this big logo out front, the KATC on it. It's on F Street. And every time I pass by, I look at this logo and I wonder what that place is. Well, then I went to a Chamber of Commerce function. And there were hundreds of people there, and I only talked to just a few people, but I made some great contacts. And one of the people that I talked to was a man named Aaron, and he works at this KATC place. And that's where the story unfolds.
Come on in to The Living Room with Dr. Douglas Cowan. Dr. Cowan is our pastor, a family therapist, and our director of ministry for 88.3 Life FM. Everybody has a mentor. Everybody is learning how to live life from somebody. Here in The Living Room, we encourage you to live life fully by allowing Jesus Christ to be the mentor for your life. Now, come on in to The Living Room with Dr. Doug Cowan.
This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favor, I will answer you. And in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances, to say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. Shout for joy, O heavens, rejoice, O earth. Burst into song, O mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But you might say, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has given birth to? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Look, I have tattooed your name on the palms of my hands.
Hi, this is Tim, and two of my favorite songs are You Have Won Me and Hold On by my friends Jared and the Gospel Whiskey Runners.
his heart of stone. Breathe new life into these bones. Call me lovely, call me true. You make me lovely just like you. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Love will come.
You're in The Living Room with Dr. Douglas Cowan. We'll have more in just a moment. You can hear The Living Room every week at this time here on 88.3 Life FM, and you can learn more about The Living Room online at thelivingroom.info. Dr. Cowan is a professional therapist, a pastor, and our director of ministry here at 88.3 Life FM. Thanks for listening. We now return to The Living Room with your host, Dr. Doug Cowan.
Well, let me encourage you to visit our prayer room at KAXL.com from time to time so that you can be praying for our brothers and sisters right here in Bakersfield and around the county that have posted their prayer requests in our online prayer room. These are real people. These are real prayer requests, and they're asking us to take the time to lift them up before the throne of grace. Now, Hebrews chapter 4 tells us that we can enter into God's throne room of grace with confidence, with boldness, and there we will find mercy and grace to help us at just the time when we need it. So come with me. Let's enter into God's throne room of grace, and let's together ask our Father to provide the mercy and grace that these others are asking for. Let's truly intercede on behalf of these brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm going to ask that you would join me in prayer for a number of ministries that are right here local, that impact our sons and daughters, our neighbors, our friends. We want to pray for all of the vacation Bible schools that are happening through the summer around Bakersfield and all of the lives that they will impact, all of the children that they will share the gospel with who might not otherwise hear the gospel. We want to pray for those vacation Bible schools. We want to pray also for ministries like the ministry up at Hume Lake. This summer, Hume Lake will have about 10,000 high school students come up there to the camp to hear the gospel, to be challenged to follow Jesus. And there will be, I don't know how many thousands of junior high kids that will be there also. Many people will hear the gospel really for the first time, and many of these young people will follow Jesus 100% because of the ministry of this camp. So we want to be praying for them up there at Hume Lake. We want to pray for the pastors and the staff at our own churches, the local churches right here in Bakersfield, right here in Kern County, and for the marriages and the families in Bakersfield, that God would strengthen them and draw their hearts closer and closer to His. And please, would you pray with us for the ministry of KAXL? Every day we really reach thousands of people with the ministry of the station through good music, through entertaining talk, but with the message of Jesus Christ, with the message of the gospel. People through Christian radio get to hear the gospel who might not otherwise hear of the good news of Jesus Christ. So if you would pray for our ministry as well, that would be great. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we do come before you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the maker of heaven and earth and all that is in them. And yes, the angels of heaven bow down and worship you. And you say that we can come boldly into your throne room of grace because we are your sons and daughters. And so we do come in to your throne room of grace. With these requests, we ask, please, would you bless the work of the Vacation Bible Schools around Bakersfield, around Kern County? Would you prosper the work of their hands as they share the gospel with young people, with children who might not otherwise ever hear the gospel? Please, would your Holy Spirit be there and active, changing lives, changing destinies through these ministries? And Father, we also pray for this ministry up at Hume Lake all through the summer, where thousands of junior high and high school kids will be up there listening to the speakers, hearing from the counselors, and being challenged with the gospel of Jesus Christ, your Son. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would work in the hearts of all of those young people and that they would follow you with both feet, with all of their hearts, that this would be a summer of destiny for hundreds and maybe thousands of high school and junior high school kids. We pray for the pastors and the staff at our own churches. We know the stresses that they're under, and we know, Lord, that they have been called by you to serve you in this capacity, and so we pray for them. Draw their hearts closer and closer to yours, so when they speak, they're speaking your words, and when they pray, they're praying through your Holy Spirit what you would have them to pray for, and when they teach, they would be using your wisdom to communicate your word to us. Father, strengthen them. And we pray for the marriages and for the families right here in Bakersfield. We ask, Father, that you would protect them from the evil one, that you would protect them from our own flaws and pride and whatever else we carry, that you would protect our marriages and draw our hearts closer and closer to our spouse, that you would protect our families and strengthen our families, that they would be a blessing not just to everybody in the family, but even to our neighbors. Father, I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
The seasons are begun. I found myself alone in the shadow of my past, where a broken reed won't last. It took me by surprise the day I felt demise, a value I held high, now lost into the night. As heaven is high above us, and east is far from west.
You should hear me sing happy birthday. It is always a hit at birthday parties. I have had many successes in my life. I have also had many setbacks, but KATC is always there to assist and support me. I'm 25 years old and I was born with cerebral palsy. I cannot walk, talk, or do all the things most other people take for granted.
I do these seminars up at Dr. Mensick's office up on F Street. You know, I do the stress management classes or the depression classes or whatever it might be. And as I drive up F Street to get to that office, I go by this place that just has this big logo out front, the KATC on it. It's on F Street. And every time I pass by, I look at this logo and I wonder what that place is. Well, then I went to a Chamber of Commerce function. And there were hundreds of people there, and I only talked to just a few people, but I made some great contacts. And one of the people that I talked to was a man named Aaron, and he works at this KATC place. And that's where the story unfolds. It's a great opportunity to be able to highlight different ministries in Bakersfield, as well as different nonprofit agencies, the work that they're doing to help people. There's some great things going on here in town, and we all ought to be aware of them. This KATC place, it's called the Kern Assistive Technology Center. And what they do is they develop opportunities for people with disabilities to have access to technology which can help them to be more successful in life. This place was great. So Aaron Markovitz is the director at Kern Assistive Technology Center. That's who I met at this chamber function. And this is an amazing organization that does some really great things for people with disabilities to just help them to be more successful. I met a couple of people down there. I want to tell you the story about this. The story of my trip to Kern Assistive Technology Center.
As wonderful as my device is, still there are words my device does not have, and I need help trying to tell people what I'm wanting to say. But we can add any word or phrase I want very easily. Whenever anyone asks me a question, and the answer is a definite yes that I'm excited about, I almost jump out of my chair. There is no mistaking what my answer is. Our quest for a communication device started when I was very young, between 6 and 8 years old. However, one thing that was fun was choosing how the voice was going to sound. There are several voices to choose from, such as a male, female, high pitch, low pitch, and many others. Sometimes people would tease me and make my voice a high-pitched female voice.
When I first arrived, Aaron showed me around the facility, and then he took me to the Technology Lending Library. This is just a small room, but it was filled with a variety of gizmos and gadgets on these shelves all around the room. It's like one of those hands-on technology labs that you might take your kids to and say, here, just go play. There were these machines everywhere. Now, this lending library was started about 20 years ago by several of the local service agencies around. And the idea behind the loan library was to have a central place where these assistive technologies could be collected and available for people to try out, just to see what worked for them and what didn't work for them. This was all before they had to order a device, which they would have for the long term, so they could try them out to see what worked. Today, this technology loan library, it's grown into really a comprehensive collection of these assistive technologies. And they assist people, the users, with reading or with writing or with talking. Now, it's just one of a dozen of these lending libraries in the entire state of California. It's right here in Bakersfield. The library's collection includes both software and hardware for a variety of disability applications, including some very specialized devices. And as technology advances, more equipment is being added all the time. And these technologies allow people who have some kind of communication difference or limitation to be able to communicate freely. And what would have been a limitation in the past, a communication problem in the past, it's overcome through these technologies. This was just awesome to watch.
I'm so thankful for all the support I get from everyone, but I really want to thank Aaron, David, all the staff at KATC, and all of you for supporting me in so many different ways.
Aaron, the director, introduced me to two of his clients, Tommy and Matthew. Now, Matthew has a speech problem, enough so that people might have just dismissed him in the past, which would really have been too bad because he's very intelligent, he has a great heart for the community, and he loves to help others. He's on one statewide board of directors, and he also serves on our own Kern Regional Center board of directors. And with his technology device, he can express his thoughts better, and he's given entire speeches in government committees with his device. Now, others have helped Matthew, and he's returning the favor to his community by helping others himself. And Tommy, he's a very special young man. You're listening to him talk through his device. And yes, Tommy has CP. But he's a handsome, funny, and intelligent young man. And I appreciate that he and his mom took the time out of their schedule to come down to the center and let me get to know them. Now, Tommy uses his headrest on his wheelchair as the mouse for his computer. He selects the words or phrases that he wants to use, and then he strings them together into sentences, paragraphs, and even entire speeches.
I was so excited to be able to say a speech at both of my sisters' weddings and most recently at my mother's wedding. They loved my speeches and they all were so happy they cried. Thanks to my device, I felt important and like I was a part of the ceremony.
So here's my shout out to Kern Assistive Technology Center right here in Bakersfield. They're providing individualized training to people with a variety of needs, especially where there might be a technology available to help them. Now, I love nonprofits and I love ministries that are committed to a purpose greater than themselves, especially those with the desire to help people to become more successful in life, those with a desire to help to ease or end somebody else's suffering. So if you know someone who needs help in learning these voice recognition or literacy software programs, or who could benefit from this kind of assistive technology device, hey, I would just recommend you give them a call. And yes, they need volunteers, and yes, of course, they need funding. Every nonprofit needs funding. So if you'd like to know more, call Aaron and sit down with him and let him show you around the Kern Assistive Technology Center, or just give me a call over at the station and I'll connect you with Aaron. So thanks, Aaron, and all of you at KATC for the work that you're doing to help other people.
You have been listening to The Living Room with Dr. Douglas Cowan. Join us in The Living Room every week at this time here on 88.3 Life FM. Dr. Cowan is a professional therapist and our director of ministry at Life FM, and he is available to help your church or business build stronger marriages and families. To contact Dr. Cowan, call us at Life FM at 661-832-2800 or visit us online at kaxl.com. May God richly bless you.